Chapter 4. The alignment of people and processes is essential to driving effectivity and efficiency. Many consultants tend to focus more heavily on either people, such as DISC assessments or predictive index or Myers-Briggs, or process, such as Lean or Six Sigma or TPM. What we have found is the true magic lies between the two. We call this the intersection of people and process. Processes without people are wasted, and people without processes are frustrated. Training people to communicate effectively without equipping them with the tools to solve the root causes leads to ongoing frustration. We could create an amazing high school debate team of people in our organization who could communicate effectively, but if we don't help them solve the process problems, those people get frustrated. Likewise, process without engagement of people leads to wasted efforts. I have observed teams spend countless hours on perfect technical processes only to have them never implemented. One of my early career managers named George had a simple but wise saying, "Don't let the perfect stand in the way of the good." In effect, he was teaching us not to hold too tightly to perfect processes at the expense of getting buy-in and support for the implementation of a better process than the one we currently had. Imagine being an astronaut trying to communicate with flight control without clearly defined responsibilities and processes. I recently read an article about the top three personality traits NASA looks for: a thick skin, a long fuse, and an optimistic outlook. Even if the astronauts and engineers have all been carefully selected and coached around personality styles and communication styles, there will still be incredible frustration when met with the challenges of ineffective processes. I recently met with the CEO who informed me that the problem in his organization was that people lacked the mindset that I talked about in Chapter 1. I carefully asked the follow-up question, "Did you hire people with that mindset, or did they become that way over time?" You see, as Dr. Edward Demings once said, a bad process will beat a good person every time. Another mentor, Joe Slawick, offered me a great perspective in his book, The 14 Ingredients in Success in Life: seek excellence, not perfection. When people seek perfection, they almost never get it. This leads to frustration, arguments, and frequently inaction. Pushing ourselves and our teams to pursue excellence leads to exponentially better outcomes. Excellence is both achievable and motivational. When we get buy-in from others that leads us in a common direction, great things happen. If you have never mapped out your customer's process on a map, how can you confidently state that you know what these are? It is likely that your team is overlooking key challenges that your customer has because of simple concept. We see things not as they are, but as we are. Let me repeat that. We see things not as they are, but as we are. In a conference on innovation, I observed a gentleman, a futurist, up in the stage speaking, and he showed us a picture of a mechanical typewriter. And he asked the question, "How many of you in this room see this as innovation?" Almost nobody raised our hands. In fact, one of the participants joked that maybe it was when it was first invented. Then he provided us with a short example of how third graders were given a mechanical typewriter. And they said, "Cool. It's a computer that prints when I type and it doesn't run out of batteries." You see, suppliers see all of their customers' problems through our own lens of being a plastic manufacturer or a paper supplier or an ink supplier or a general contractor. In other words, all of the customer's challenges must be solvable with a change to the ingredient you sell. That's not really the way customers work, though. Customers see their challenges through a different lens. They see their challenges as something they want to solve. They may prefer you to solve it because of a long-standing relationship, but in the end, they're more concerned about their pain than your solution. Imagine engaging a customer in applying tools to better understand, refine, and prioritize their pain points in a way to innovate together about solving their problems. How would your relationship change with your customers if they viewed you as a resource to solve their problems rather than a vendor that they purchase from? The most powerful way to align different departments around a common process is to make the common thread the customer's process journey that we explored in the previous chapter. Departments can often focus on their own processes in order to sub-optimize for themselves. A very effective way to ensure alignment between departments is to link all of them to the common goal of providing effective and efficient services for your clients. The best tool we have found to enable the documentation of these processes is a combination of creating a SIPOC, that will be explained later, with a tool called the job breakdown. Job breakdowns are different from standard operating procedures that are implemented by many companies. SOPs often articulate in great detail what to do and how to do it, but they miss the most critical element, the reason why. I learned about job breakdowns several years ago and quickly began to understand the wisdom in including the why behind each step. My favorite example is when a restaurant manager I was working with told me that he had an employee named Robert who was incapable of consistently performing the simple task of flattening the protein, essentially making the chicken breast flat so it could be easily eaten by the customer. I asked Aaron to explain a bit more. Was Robert capable of knowing what to do? Aaron replied, "Yes, I told him many times to perform the task." Was Robert capable of knowing how to do it? Aaron replied, "Yes, it's simple. All he has to do is use a meat tenderizer to flatten the chicken breast." The third question was key. Does Robert know why it's important to flatten the protein? Aaron replied, "No. He would look like a deer in the headlights if we asked him why." After this discussion, I gave Aaron a simple challenge to complete the following week. Number one, show Robert why it's important. Quite simply, the sliders they make are hard to eat if the chicken breast is too thick. Two, have Robert repeat back and demonstrate how hard it is to eat a slider if the chicken breast is too thick. What was the outcome of this experiment? For months afterwards, I asked Aaron several times if Robert was consistently flattening the protein. His response, every single time. You see, it's important to recognize that Robert was capable of following the directions and performing the task consistently once he connected the why. It has been proven that employees are trained more than 25% more efficiently and effectively when they are taught what, how, and why. We also had a client's team who was concerned about the time it would take to document their processes and whether it would be worth the effort. The team's anonymous responses about how they felt before process documentation and after process documentation were dramatically different. As the team became aware of what their process was, how they did it, and why it was important in the context of the overall organization, they became 2 to 3 times more excited. They became 2 to 3 times less overworked and less stressed and had a significantly better work-life balance. This came through anonymous surveying tools that we used and implementing with this client to really understand how the employees were interacting with it. You see, the act of documenting processes in the method described dramatically improved the feelings of employees by 2 to 3 times. This leads us into the following chapter about human energy. If you can engage your team in working on the right things, they will actually become more excited about their jobs and ultimately take better care of your clients. In an interview with Inc. magazine, Sir Richard Branson said the following, "If the person who works at your company is not appreciated, they are not going to do things with a smile." Branson said, "By not treating employees well, companies risk losing customers over bad service." To this end, Branson says that he has made sure that Virgin prioritizes employees first, customers second, and shareholders third. Effectively, in the end, shareholders do well, the customers do better, and your staff remains happy. A few reflection questions about this alignment. First, why is it important for you to have alignment between people, processes, and performance metrics? Second, what gaps exist in the alignment of your people, process, and performance metrics currently? And finally, what steps will you take to close those gaps and move your organization forward?